Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dread Time Stories. I'm your host, Dr. Phobia. And tonight, dear patients, our story this evening is a creepypasta classic. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's tale, Tom and Jerry, Lost Episode. The 13 Tom and Jerry shorts, made by Czechoslovakian director Gene Deitch, are infamous for their poor quality and rather disturbing nature. Featuring badly done sound effects, animation, and having a more realistic feel to the violence. And he wanted to make people who watched his take feel bad for liking the concept. What many people don't know is that Deitch was originally signed on to make more than 13 episodes that the public has access to. Desperate to get out of his contract, Deitch made one more Tom and Jerry short that few have ever seen. The short was called Tom's Basement. It opened with Tom in a typical Tom and Jerry house. His owner was the fat, angry guy from the other Deitch shorts. Tom's owner seemed even angrier than in his other appearances. The first scene is him stomping on Tom's tail in a very realistic and painful-looking way because Tom is sleeping by the basement door. The owner yells at Tom to never go down there. Tom is clearly terrified and runs into the other room. Our view stays in the room by the basement door, where we see Jerry come out of a mouse hole. He looks truly grotesque, far more off-model than in other Deitch shorts. He gets an evil look on his face and follows Tom into the next room. The next few minutes are fairly formulaic. Jerry repeatedly manages to trick Tom into chasing him to the basement door, but each time the owner catches Tom, he inflicts a painful-looking injury on him, which stays with Tom even after the scene ends. After three beatings, Tom is bruised all over, bleeding in a few places, and limping on a broken leg. After this, Tom literally begs Jerry not to bother him anymore. He's not really talking, but he's crying and mumbling, and you can tell what he's doing with his body language. Jerry just laughs at him and pushes him back to the basement door. The owner catches Tom again and goes ballistic. The camera zooms in on his face. It changes color and distorts as he yells at Tom in a much louder voice than any other sound in the cartoon. I can't post most of what is said here, but it's definitely vicious and ferocious. It seems like Jerry has finally decided to take pity on Tom, though. Jerry picks up a knife that was lying around and stabs the owner in the leg, quite graphically. Tom opens the basement door, and they carry the owner's body down the stairs. There are dozens of other bodies down there, decaying and showing signs of their violent deaths. Tom and Jerry shake hands, and it seems like they've triumphed over the serial killer. But Jerry gets an evil look on his face, and Tom says in a ghastly deep voice, "Don't you believe it?" Jerry stabs Tom, killing him, and throws his body into the pile. The last shot is Jerry putting up a for sale sign in the yard of the house, laughing, clearly planning to do it all again. Well, dear patients, that was the Tom and Jerry Lost episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. Like I always say in closing, check under your bed, look in your closet, and sleep with the light on. The life you save may very well be your own. Good night, everyone.